Sculptured Music, Speak Lord. Kicked off the hour with De La Soul and Chaka Khan, All Good. It's 959, it's Kaya Drive. We're on the streets, we on the air.
Hey,
Danko. But busy by print the award, man. They're busy with Balikama late in Jay's car drive. They better be, because I mean, who else are they going to give it to? Masalaga's card.
Please don't jinx this.
No, there's no jinx.
We want to win.
It's
so
even worse to get a Winnie Sangak. Even worse. Kanye West said once, if Kanye West doesn't win an award ceremony, the awards lose credibility.
Oh, hectic.
Okay,
you know? We'll see.
Anyway, while we're here, we're going to make it home.
Oh, Jesus.
You know why?
Sweet Lord.
You know, so you know this discussion you're having in the last hour. I told these guys, I said, guys, let's discuss birthdays. Friends, like, no, I don't know if people are gonna have anything to say about it.
Why must she be this person?
Booga, mind you, voice notes through the ears. There's even one we couldn't play because we ran out of time.
Yeah, isn't that always the case with the show, though?
That's it. Now, I am here to assert that arranged marriages are better than marriages of convenience and marriages that are born out of love.
I actually agree. There's a study that was done, I think in 2018, where the divorce rate, I think in the US, was around 40%, but for arranged marriages was like 4%.
Yes.
And also in India, where most marriages are arranged, I think literally divorce was like 1% there.
100%.
So,
I'm glad that you agree with me, because you're tired of taking L's when you're on the opposite side.
No, also because I've read something. This is based on a study. So, yeah, okay. I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah, look, you know what the thing is? The thing about emotion and love, especially, is that it impedes your judgment.
Yeah.
So, when you meet somebody and you're enamored by this person, there's very few things that you're able to pick up. I mean, Uncle T was doing a show about red flags last week.
Yes.
Then he did another show about green flags. You don't see all of those things when you're blinded by love.
Mm-mm, yeah.
Whereas if your parents take time out to go search for an adequate partner for you, Tyaline Franks.
Suitable candidate.
Dude, they know the history of the family. The families already get along well. Mm. They know where this guy studied. They know where he's from, how he grew up. Then they just go, Tyaline, you're going to marry this guy. Even if you don't love him.
Yeah.
You will then grow to love him, but all the other things are taken care of.
And I mean, you know, in 2021, people aren't really dating for love anymore. You know, there's other factors that come into play. And I suppose sharing the same background and traditions and maybe even values as your partner could mean one less thing to talk about or to worry about in that relationship, you know?
I hear you.
So yeah, if given that opportunity, I might actually go for that.
Really?
That is funny.
Personally, I mean, I even hate being hooked up, because I think out of all of my friends, well, majority of them are like married and stuff, so they always want to hook me up, and I hate it. I'm always like, no. But yeah, I think I'm awesome. I might hit that direction.
Sandman, if somebody wanted to arrange a marriage for you, would you go for it or not?
Never.
No, I mean, obviously you're in a relationship now, but if you weren't in a relationship, and why not?
Still, never, ever. I tell you why. Arranged marriages is a lie, guys. People are living a lie. And I'll tell you why. The standards are so low for arranged marriage. It's like someone saying, if you don't have a car and someone says, dog, I'm going to give you a car for free. You don't care what it is. It's a car. So you're just hoping, as long as it has four wheels, yeah, hum by the end door. And I feel that's what people in arranged marriages are. They're just hoping you, I hope mom and dad have just picked someone with two eyes. You know, they've got all 10 fingers. The standards are so low. So if you're already going in with the standards so low, of course you'll make it work, because the standards are low. So it's a lie, guys.
Sometimes, though, the car that I give you could be a Bugatti Veyron. So even though you didn't have a car, I still gave you a nice car. The question is, would you ever, 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 ever subject yourself to an arranged marriage? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp. 063-688-0959.